declarations of conflict of interest?
Is it working?
Yeah.
Are there any conflicts of interest?
Any declarations?
Hearing none. There are two additions to the agenda that sort of arose out of some items that we didn't cover on Tuesday. One was we're going to do a thing on rescind the Canadore bursary and move it into the Perry Sound High School one so that it's all in one place. And so the values just go up a little bit. And then the second one is to officially rescind the state of emergency, which we put in March 19, 20, I forgot now. March 19. So those are two things that are going to be added to the agenda as 6A1 and 6A2. Okay. So we have Resolution 21-238. Be resolved that the Council of Township McCallum is hereby approved the agenda for this meeting as amended, adding the following 6A motions and notice of motion 6A1, $500 annual entrance award to Canadore College, and 6A2, reinstatement of the penalty and interest to be applied to past due property tax accounts coming up. So we need to move to a second. Is there any discussion on adding those to the agenda? No. Hearing none, call a question. All in favor? Carried. So the first one is Resolution 21-239. This is 6A1. Be resolved that the Council of Township of McCallum is hereby rescind Resolution 11-338, establishing an entrance award to Canadore College in Perry Sound in the amount of $500 to be given to a family member of McKellar property owner who has been accepted by the college. And further, the Council of Township of McKellar has increased the funds available to be presented to McKellar students graduating from Perry Sound High School and moving to a post-secondary education up to a total of three $500 bursaries, or a total of $1,500. I just need a mover and a second. Councillor Carmichael, Councillor Kekkonen, is there any discussion?
It was worded that it was of a taxpayer.
The other
has to be a tax.
Property owner.
Property owner, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just wondering if somebody was, a resident here and were renting.
Well, they have to be going to high school in Perry Sound for now. Oh, from now on. So these are ones for Perry Sound students who are registered there.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
I understand, and I agree that, there could be a resident who is not a property owner in the township, and, do we want to be more inclusive and include an individual who's a resident in the township?
It's up to you. The only reason we said resident owners is because they pay taxes, and this is money from accrued taxes to go to bursary, so there was a connection between the taxpayer and the bursary.
And in a way,
not a renter, we don't get anything from this.
Well, in a roundabout way, we do.
We do.
Owners are paying taxes, right?
Yeah. So, I'm just, because they could be here for a couple of years with their family and all of a sudden, then they're, because they're stuck renting rather than owning. But so, yeah, if it's not a problem, I would almost think make it a resident. And
so change property owner to resident?
I would think so.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah. Mark, do you agree?
I think offering it through high school, Peter, I think you're going to get a wider audience, not just basically secluding it to McKellar. It goes for a good purpose, and I can't see, it's not much money going out, and if we can basically make a child go to post-secondary because we helped them out, I don't think nobody from McKellar is going to basically dispute that in any way. Because we all are all tied somehow in some way, right? And if we lead by example, if we start it first, maybe everybody else will follow suit.
Or initial up, you and me.
We all have to finish up?
Just you.
Just me.
Sorry.
To move our second, thank you.
I've never had any problem giving out the awards to the high school. No, it worked out very well. Good. Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Gary? Marco? Thank you. And 682, whereas the Council of the Township of McKellar declared the municipal emergency terminated effective June 30th, 2021. Now, therefore, the Council of the Township of McKellar does hereby reinstate the application of penalty and interest on past due property tax accounts effective July 1st, 2021. Can I have a mover and a second, please? Council Carmichael? Second? Council Haskell? Go ahead. Well, I've got the Haskell.
Okay.
Sorry, I got to look up at you. Okay, is there, this is just a formal, that we have a documentation on it, that's all. Is there any?
Read it one more time, please.
Whereas the Council of the Township of McKellar declared the municipal emergency terminated effective June 30th, 2021. Now, therefore, the Council of the Township of McKellar does hereby reinstate the application of penalty and interest on past due property tax accounts effective July 1st, 2021. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. Thank you. Okay, now we're back to our normal number 6.1. Which is Resolution 21241, that the Council of Township McKellar does hereby adopt the Treasury Report T202109, Council Remuneration Amendment. May I have a mover and a second, please? Council Heston, second. Council Carmichael?
Sorry.
Okay, would Roshan like to speak to it?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. From day one, we were looking at the process to improve the efficiency, and I and Lance, we were on the same page that, as we discussed several times, that if there's a chance, we can increase revenue or reduce the expenses or improve the efficiency, all goes in the same line. So this is, again, part of the improving the efficiency. Reducing the duplication of work. Right now, we are doing the bi-weekly pay for the general staff and the monthly pay for the council and the firefighters, volunteer firefighters too. So I just would like to bring everybody on bi-weekly basis, and that's why I'm introducing this bi-weekly process for the council.
So everybody's the same. So that saves you work? Save you time, energy, and save us money.
True.
Councilor Captain.
So at some point, so the volunteer firefighters are still on a monthly schedule?
After once this, if this has been adopted, then I'll definitely, because it's more administrative changes, then I'll send an email and, to firefighters and we'll make it to bodies.
Okay. Thank you.
When I was looking at it, I met with Roshan, I was trying to figure out, it looked like I was going to be getting less. and I couldn't figure it out. But he's explained it to me because of the number of bi-weekly payments there are. It ends up being all the same, but it was the way I was calculating it wasn't the way he had presented it. So we're on the same way. It just seemed to be funny for me.
If it was more, you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't. No, I did. I wanted to understand it. That's all. So So it does work out. Anybody else have any questions?
Yes,
yeah, I right now I'm not sure. Do we have any income tax deducted off our check with the monthly?
And if you, as of now, pay as monthly, so it depends on the individual situation. Yeah, it would be.
Right, because I don't think, I kind of thought I didn't have any taxes, income tax saving up. I think CPP and EI, I think. But,
there's some taxes.
Maybe it's not enough to hardly be taxed. Well, I don't know, but I'm just wondering if, because they're, at the end of the year, when you, you know, make that enormous amount of money, you're going to have to pay some taxes. And I had to pay taxes this year because of, you know, getting that extra $20,000, not paying any taxes. So I guess I just thought there would be some income tax taken off, even though it's not a large sum.
It's based on you fill out the form.
So, if the personal exemption is roughly the amount, $13,000 plus, you know, that's the one of the major deduction. And if there's any other deduction, then it depends on individual cases, then taxes would be lower.
Right.
So you can change that with the broker if you want to. First of all, change
it voluntarily.
If you want to deduct more, just let me know.
Yeah, okay. I might drop in sometime maybe and do that. Yeah, fill out a new form.
Any further discussions? Councilor Ancinelli, do you have any questions on it?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Okay, call the question. All in favor? Carried. Good work. So now we're moving into the public meeting component with Resolution 21-242. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutters hereby move into the public meeting at 6:42 p.m. I need a mover and a seconder, please.
Ancinelli.
And Carmichael. Okay, so I presume that Roshan's going to walk us through that, or both of you are going to walk us through the budget? Or
The budget has been already presented last meeting, and basically this budget being produced based on the various scenarios, and you know, including the COVID, plus the there was no assessment done this year, and plus the other situations surrounding the individual municipalities. So we went through the detail in each department, and we put the numbers which things most desirable for these municipalities, and budget is almost there, and the increase in the levy, tax increase is 3%, and we are looking at a total levy of $3,455,115. That's the total budget for this year.
Okay. So we have to cover some of the staffing situations and the COVID-19 stuff, and the fact that MPAC didn't do any assessment change from 2016 is, we're going to be lucky in 2022, though. We're going to probably pick up a whole bunch of stuff, I would think.
If they can get out and get the reassessment.
If they can get it right. And then we've had committees do some stuff, too, so it's all positive. So, and last year, our budget increase was quite small, 0.7 or something. So we're a bit of a catch-up, but it's still reasonable. Are there any questions that council have of the budget as presented? Yes, Morgan?
Yeah, through the chair. Rojan, I believe you sent an email saying you had changed a reserve amount.
Yeah, there was a calculation error, and the now reserves are up by $14,971. There was some calculation error, and so now our reserves are up.
$14,971.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The composed sheets I have are the same, so I don't know why.
Other than that, everything's pretty much the same as our last meeting, eh? So,
yeah.
Sounds Yeah, it all seemed good last meeting.
Yeah, what I'd like to see, just that I know in previous budget presentations to the public when we go on the website and things like that, is that we usually have a pie chart of where the money's going. We usually have an explanation of the factors that are affecting the budget. And then we usually have a comparison of what the new assessment's going to be per $100,000 property value. That's what gives us because other municipalities do it too, so we'll be able to see that it went up $2.85 per 100,000, whatever value of your property is. So those were things in previous reports I thought was good explanation for the public. Yeah, maybe there's others you can think of that we need to have, but then that goes on the website as well. It's a very clear explanation to people. Yes, go ahead, Linda.
Through the chair, maybe Rojan, I don't know if you know the answer, but was there a tax increase with the school board this year? Have you got the figures on that?
No, I didn't see any increase in the tax board yet.
Oh, okay. Whether there was an increase or whether it was staying the same, you don't know. That has an effect on a person's very bottom line on their tax bill. Mm-hmm. We've been being lucky the last few years where the school board has not had it.
It helped us balance.
So it's quite amazing where maybe we've increased the taxes, but when the person gets their tax bill, it's like, whoa, mm-hmm. I'm not complaining. Somehow or another, it's not that bad. So luckily, the school board has been running pretty good on their budget, but I don't know. I shouldn't say anything.
It's interesting to see with more students up here now, because people are staying up here.
Hopefully,
it's going to affect us next year. Probably it'll be a year or
two. Of course, one of these years they might hit us, and we've been lucky that way. So, whenever us increasing our taxes to 3%, obviously it may not be that exactly on a person's actual bottom line on the tax bill.
Okay. Are there any other things that people would like to see in the report to the public? So that everybody understands how we arrived at these numbers and stuff. Because they'll ask. You know, we've always explained it very succinctly to people. I don't think we get a lot of questions about the budget.
Not really. I think a lot of people are more interested in maybe what capital projects, especially roads, what roads are being done. That's always the big thing for people. So,
well, that's usually in the explanation as well, is what are our projects. So it's a good point. So we should, that these are the projects that we budgeted for this year. So that's a good thing to have as a summary moving forward. That's a good point. Anything else you can think of?
Maybe just a general statement about the change in reserves, because that has changed a fair bit, right? Because we made a fairly significant draw on the reserves last year because of the
fire truck
and then the snow plows, and then now we're restoring it a little bit.
Right.
But even then, as we've talked about, the our reserves really need to be predicated on our capital asset management plan in terms of what do we need for reserves, right? So we don't know what the right answer is yet in terms of what we should
know
be.
That till late next year.
And that's when we'll get into the discussion about reserves, debentures, in terms of what is the target, right? So our targets here, basically, for go forward basis.
Okay.
And the road, and the road studies in the fall, August or September, results?
It looks like it's going to be August.
Late August, that's what they're planning to finish it. They are going for the field work in next 2 to 3 weeks. And they already got the information where they're going to, what they're going to see and how they're going to approach those to study the roads. So they got all the information. So now they're going in field in 2 to 3 weeks. And hopefully they will finish it by middle of August, and after that they will do the presentation.
Councilor Keckner?
So that's the roads need study. What about the update on the roads policy, the township roads policy? Is that forthcoming at some point?
Through you, Mr. Chair, it is forthcoming at some point. We're still working through that with an engineer and with another subject matter expert that is helping us modify the road, the
current policy.
Yeah, policy.
The technical
side. Just to remind people that this is, we're in the budget year now that we're talking about.
Right.
And in the fall, we are actually going to put together the 2022 budget in the fall term, which is the first for us to do that. We think that will be there. So this is sort of a transitional and interim budget moving forward. So we need to do a lot of work for the fall term. And that may have impact more on other roads situations. So, Councillor?
Is there a hold on the any work that was sort of scheduled on these unassumed roads until the roads policy review has been completed, and as well a hold on any money given out to private road associations until the roads policy review has been completed?
You, Mr. Chair, I'm not sure what you mean by a hold. The policy, there is a policy still in existence until the new policy is brought forward. So we're still functioning under the existing roads policy. And that does allow for roads groups to come forward and request their allotment. So that is still going forward. I'm not quite sure what you mean by a hold on things, because we still operate under the existing policies.
Okay. So just a reminder that this budget has a lot of effects into it, bringing it forward, and it's interim for 2022, so we need to start thinking about the next one going forward. So is there anything else on the detail that anybody has any issues with or any concerns? I think we've pretty well approved all the detail and all the reserves and all the projects and all that sort of stuff. So I think we're right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to add and I'm going to go with that. Okay. So, no more questions from council. Is there any questions from anybody else on the budget discussion?
It's not a meeting, so no.
Hearing none. So, Resolution 21243, be resolved that the Council of the Township of McKellar does hereby reconvene
at 654.
654.
Oh, sorry. Thought I had the number wrong. Does hereby reconvene the regular council meeting at 654. 654. This less here. Too many technically. Anyway, mover and seconder, please. Councillor Carmichael. Is there any further discussion? I call the question. All in favor? Carried?
Yes.
Unanimously? I would just like to take this opportunity to thank our new treasurer, O'Shan, and our new CEO, Clerk, for getting it all put together. And I think it's going to keep us in good stead moving forward this year and then move on. So thank you very much for the hard work you've done. So it's appreciated. And I'm sure we'll find more efficiencies as we go. Okay, so we have resolution 21244, that the Council Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2021-23, being a bylaw to provide the adoption of tax rates and to further provide the penalty and interest in default of payments thereof of the years 2021, a first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed in open council this 10th day of June 21. We have a mover and a seconder, please. Mr. Carmichael, seconder. Councilor Stanley. Is there any discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. Gotcha.
Yep. So now we have a legal budget. Congratulations, guys.
You have a legal budget.
Just in time, right?
Just in time.
You know, before the end of June. Runs out.
Usually we're first of May.
Yeah, well.
Not right. Too bad. But now we're going to be better off. Yeah. We're going to be in the fiscal year and actually haven't done right. By the start of the fiscal year, which is 6 months in.
Which was what they asked us to do. Right, yes. The new changes.
So, 21245, being resolved that the Council of Township of Governors hereby give bylaw number 2021-31, being a bylaw to amend bylaw number 219-53, being a bylaw to provide for the payment of remuneration to members of council, first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed in open council this 10th day of June 2021. Mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Heston, Councilor Carmen. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Carried. Resolution 21246, be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2021-32, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of council, a first and second reading, and further read a third time and pass an open council this 10th day of June 2021. Mover and second, please. And Councillor Carmichael, Councillor Haskell. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Carried. Unanimously. Resolution 21247. Be resolved that the Council of Township is hereby adjourned this meeting at 6:58 p.m. Mover and a second, please. Councilor Carmichael, second. Councilor Ancinelli. Any discussion? Call a question. All in favor? Carried. Thank you very much. There we go.
Yeah. Recording stopped.